Welcome, welcome back. Now, we know that this is what you came for, this segment right here. This is the I Am Live discussion between myself and Charles Dutoy. And if you want to participate in this conversation, remember that you can always hit us up on our social media. It's I Am Y Movement on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok, as well as on, we do have a Twitter account, which we don't use as much because we all know that Twitter is a place for, you know, rowdy individuals. But if you do want to interact with us, just hit us up on our Facebook, hit us up on our Instagram, and also hit us up on our TikTok. And then you can further expand and give us your thoughts on this conversation that we're going to be having tonight. And also remember that we have snippets that we chop up from this discussion, and we share them on our social media platforms, so you can actually go back and relive some moments from this discussion, and then let us know, give us your real-time comments from this discussion. So tonight we're talking about influencers. I can already see a lot of people rolling their eyes. Ugh, influencers. We know that in our modern time, influencers have become so part of our modern language because they are big. Influencers are making money from getting brand deals. They're getting money from making their own products and selling them. And obviously the word influencer refers to, influencer just refers to someone who has influence. In other words, people are willing to listen to what they say and also do what they imply or do what they say. So if I have influence, it means I can say, go and watch the SpongeBob movie, and you go and do it. And the amount of influence will depend on just how many people go and watch that film. So if 200,000 people go and watch that film, then I am considered very influential and very valuable. And companies are willing to pay me in order to take those 200,000 people and send them towards their product. That is what an influencer simply is. So we're not referring to the slay queens of the internet, which I know is they're out there, but we're not necessarily referring to them. We're not referring to the negative connotation that's been attached to influencers. Being an influencer is a legitimate business, and that's what we want to focus on. It is a legitimate business, or rather, that is also part of the conversation that we do not want to be ignorant of. And now, what we're getting into today is trying to answer this question, right? Do people that we follow online influence our identity for better or for worse? If I'm a person who uses TikTok, Instagram, as well as Facebook, but I use Instagram and TikTok more than I use Facebook. I'm not much on Twitter, and I'm not on Snapchat, but I do want to check out Snapchat just to see what's happening there. But all of these social media platforms have their own influencers, right? Now, one thing that I've noticed is that if you get onto all of these social media platforms, you'll notice that each influencer has a particular image, and they sell a particular identity. Some of them, the identity is their real identity, even in real life. A lot of them, it's just moments that they capture and upload onto social media. So the real question becomes, what exactly are we learning from these influencers? What identity are they selling us, right? I mean, if you go onto, for example, I've noticed a lot on TikTok and on Instagram a lot, and I know it also exists on Facebook. A lot of these influencers sell sex appeal, right? They will wear these lingerie, or they'll wear their swimming suit and get into a pool and take these very attractive pictures, which in turn, I've noticed that young girls, as well as young boys, they then start to do exactly what they see their social media influencers do. So they also go on and take the very same pictures and post them on their social media, which shows you that these influencers actually shape the way that our kids see themselves. And it's not only just kids. They also influence the way that we see ourselves as millennials, as well as I don't know if baby boomers are influenced that much by, online influencers. And that's what we want to have a conversation about. Can influencers, for one, influence you in a positive way? And can they influence you in a negative way? What is your view, Charles? What have you seen when visiting these social media platforms? Are you encountering positive influence or negative influence?
I think I've noticed a lot more negative influence people than people that are actually spreading a positive image. I don't know why. I think the reason for that, one of the reasons probably, is that bad news sells.
True.
You understand what I mean? So I'm thinking they're trying to use that image. I'm thinking specifically of a girl that she had a very, she was quite big on PetTube. I don't know if you know what PetTube is, but it's the inner workings of YouTube, or sort of a subgenre on YouTube that's just people filming stuff with their pets. And she forever, ever, ever, I stumbled on her page, but she was forever sitting in either underwear or swimwear or whatever, trying to talk about these pets of hers, but with sex appeal. So you would actually go down and read the comments, and then there would be comments like, I didn't even, some guys would comment, I didn't even see she had a snake up until the 12th minute or whatever. You understand that type of thing. So that's, she's using that as an influence. And then
Oh, I
guys
see what your
that's
point is. So basically, they noticed her body and then later realized that she actually has a pet.
They would actually make comments like, I'm turning off the audio or stuff like that.
Wow.
Just to tell this girl that she they're just living in well, they're just drinking in what she's looking like. So I've noticed that, and I've noticed also that on TikTok, the challenges that are trending is unfortunately not the good challenges. I was
Very
thinking
true.
of that. I'm specifically thinking of that young girl, that South African girl. Can't remember her name. She's a dancer, but she had the, I think it was a naked challenge. You should post yourself naked. There was stuff like that. That trends a lot easier than share a positive message. Nobody does that, unfortunately. Those videos aren't trending. They do, and I know that your video specifically trended in the past. Or have trained. I don't know what has trended. What's the correct grammar term for that? But unfortunately, it's not as big as we would want it to be.
That's true.
Whereas the unfortunate, or the hashtags, that's probably distaste, not distasteful, but you understand what I mean. Bad
Totally,
influence
totally.
are the ones that's trending.
That's very, very true. Now, you're definitely introducing a very, very important point, right? The fact that, and it's so unnecessary for a person to have to, take videos with their pets and then also be half naked. I mean, practically naked and just wearing underwear. Because if we're being honest, a lot of swimsuits are basically just underwear. We just call them swimsuits because they're waterproof and you can get in a pool with them. But if we're completely honest, a lot of them are basically just underwear. And I don't understand the necessity. Why is it necessary for you to be naked? Because pets in themselves are things people love watching. So it goes to show that you're very, very much aware of the fact that your nakedness is attracting more views. And that's the thing that I feel is very important for us to delve into, right? And think about. So you sitting at home, you have people that you follow on your social media. You have people that you've liked, and as a result, you followed, and as a result, you see them on your feed, right? Now ask yourself this question: are those people influencing your identity in a positive light or in a negative light? Because remember, what you are exposed to, that is what you will eventually become. It's very difficult for you to move away from what you're being exposed to. It is very, very difficult. And it's not just nakedness. I mean, we're focusing on that right now. But even just in speaking, like the way that you portray yourself, the way that you, I mean, we were talking earlier about beauty when we were talking about the SpongeBob movie. The fact that they on social media, people look meticulous. You would not think that they have a flaw in their entire life. And I think social media is just one place where we then go and watch these images, and then we think we need to look like that, right? And there's a lot we don't know about what's happening before and after the image is taken. And I can attest to it because I know I follow some guys who look meticulous. They dress well. And I look at myself and I'm like, Given, what is your problem? Why can't you look like them? And it's a human thing, right? It's a human thing. I'm mentioning my fault because I know that this is not something that is exclusive to me. We all experience this, and it is something that we do need to consider and think about. Like, how are the people on our social media influencing us? What degree of influence do we give them in our lives? For example, I know that. There are some influencers I follow who talk a lot about politics, and they talk a lot about how race, for example, issues of race, and that in itself is a person shaping the way that you think about a particular politician, and you didn't go and do your own research. Now, this raises the question. Now, Charles, I want to leave this one for a bit in your hands. To what degree do influencers influence our political views? And what are the dangers of getting our information from about politicians from our influencers?
When you get your information from influencers, you are 100% allowing them to interpret data to the extent that you consume that information as to be truthful.
Exactly.
Whereas it can be truthful, but I almost want to go to the degree saying that 99% of it is open for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
It's their opinion. They formed opinions about certain people. So it's biased. And if you want to be totally truthful in politics, you need to watch, for instance, let's use the United States now. If you want to have a informed opinion of what's happening, you need to watch news stations that's talking about Republicans, and you need to watch news stations that's talking about the Democrats.
Exactly.
It's easy in the United States because they've only got these two major parties. But you do need to watch the flip side of the coin, and you do need to, I'm one of the big guys that always say that I need to listen to people who I do not agree with.
True.
In
yeah.
order for my worldview to be wider and broadened. Otherwise, I'm just going to succumb to peer pressure, group pressure, and whatever is coming through the BETV, Facebook, News 24, Eyewitness News, whatever I used to consume news, their opinions or that writer's opinions, which it very often is, unfortunately, will then form my opinion, and I will just there's a term that it's not a safe term, but you know what I understand when I say, you will be merely regurgitating information that's been given to you.
Exactly. Yes, that's very, very true. Very true. It actually makes it like right now I'm thinking of a challenge that was going around on TikTok. I think it might still be a thing, but not as much. It is known as the silhouette challenge. And I was telling some of my colleagues that a silhouette challenge is something that is so provocative because it's literally young girls and sometimes couples. And yeah, there are some boys as well. What they do is they will... You'll see someone in a room with light and they will be dancing, dancing, dancing. And then all of a sudden, the room will turn into a silhouette with red lights, right? I imagine that this is a feature on TikTok, actually. So then it will be a silhouette with red light. And all of a sudden, the clothes that they were wearing will be removed from their body. And all you'll see is the shape of the person's body, right? They'll either remove the clothes or they will wear very tight clothes so that the shape of their body is outlined within the video. And that for me, quite honestly speaking, that for me is like, what exactly is that teaching me about my identity? Like, what is that doing to me? I mean, I can also imagine how that must be affecting a lot of guys and girls as well who are struggling with pornography. It's not something we take very seriously in our community, like people who struggle with pornography. We don't take it very seriously. And we think that, I mean, it's their fault. They need to be responsible. But yeah, it's not a subject that I want to delve too deep into because I know that people will hold different views about that. But we do want to leave you with the question, though. How are the people that you follow on your social media influencing you as an individual. And I think we've touched on so many points about how you can be affected negatively. And more often than not, as Charles mentioned earlier, more often than not, you will find that you will be influenced in a negative manner than in a positive manner. Now, at the same time, in the same breath, I have to mention, and I know we're not spending a lot of time on this, I have to mention the fact that there are many, many positive influences on social media. I know that there are preachers on social media. I know that there are women who give good advice to younger women. There are academics. There are people who do research. Mm-hmm. There are astronomers. There are musicians who sing very positive music. And pages that I've started following now, and I want to follow a lot more. I mean, there are comedians as well who just make you laugh. And then there's also those fitness gurus. I don't know if you've seen those on social media, Charles, the ones who show you how to prepare meals and how to prepare healthy meals, right? And I find those to be very useful. And I think those are the type of people who deserve a follow on social media. What are your few thoughts, Charles, on what type of people you would advise to be followed on these social media platforms for the sake of one's own identity?
To be honest with you, I follow some of those healthy people just because they make me feel healthier because I'm following them. I'm not adhering to their information, but at least I'm getting I'm getting some healthy information.
I love your honesty.
I follow people that's influencing my interests. So if I want to, that's my biggest concern in life is that I will never know enough. So I'm always trying to learn from whatever possible place I can learn. So YouTube is the best encyclopedia that we've currently got. So that's where I find influences that's currently interesting me. Whether it's interesting me on how to grow my own grapes, I will find that on YouTube. And there's probably going to be a channel that's quite popular with people that's trying to grow their own grapes.
True.
Or it's beekeeping, or is it learning to play guitar, or learning what guitars are valuable, whether it's be woodworking, or just theologians that I find very interesting. I listen to that, and they are my influences, and I feel that my spirit is stirred at the end of it. That's probably my main concern. Be it that I can go out and create something now because I know I serve a God that is a creator and he can create through me. My spirit is stirred in that way. Be it that my spirit is stirred because I've listened to I've listened to proper teaching with regarding the word of God. Then I find that if I watch the Silhouette Challenge or whatever, that Naked Challenge that did the rounds a while ago, my spirit is not stirred with that.
Exactly.
In fact, it's cautious, and I'm not feeling at a safe space, comfortable space.
Yeah.
That's how you discern which influences you should allow to have an influence in your life. Ooh, I believe.
My goodness, this discussion has been nothing but fire. honestly speaking, and we hope that it has helped you think about the people that you follow on your social media, because the people that you follow, they reflect your interests. And this is something that Charles was literally highlighting right now. The people you follow on your social media, they reflect your interests as an individual. So you need to ask yourself, who am I following and why? How are they influencing my identity? With that said, we're going to take a little short break and then come back with the devotion for tonight. Do stay tuned.